will open the public hearing on LD 453, an act to establish a permanent appointment of a member of the Wabanaki tribes to the Board of Trustees of the University of Maine system. And we have bill sponsor, Representative Newell, with us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Senator Daughtry, Representative Brennan, and other distinguished members of the Joint Standing Committee on Education and Cultural Affairs. I am Rena Newell from the Passamaquoddy Tribe. As the tribal representative, I feel it is my duty within my role to strengthen the government-to-government relationship of the tribe and state. Yet, in doing so, to be mindful in furthering the progress of the tribe's right to self-determination and self-governance. Related to the tribe's right to self-determination is the right to participate in the larger governing structure. As Indigenous peoples have a right to maintain and develop their own Indigenous decision-making institutions, they also have the right to participate in decision-making in matters which would affect their rights through representatives chosen by themselves in accordance with their own procedure. By fostering the active participation of Indigenous peoples, the expectation is that their rights will be protected and their culture and physical survival ensured. The Wabanaki tribes of Maine enjoy and exercise their right to participate to participation in public affairs. Prior to holding this position as tribal representative, I served for 9 years as the former tribal education director for the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point. It was during this time that I worked directly with post-secondary tribal students and with the various levels of the University of Maine system. It was truly a rewarding experience to serve in this capacity. This opportunity allowed me to work directly with our tribal students, always being open to advocate on behalf of, if needed, yet encouraging their voices to be heard and supporting their presence within the institutions of higher education. The professional success that came from holding this position was received in witnessing students pursuing their higher education goals and reaching their academic success. It is from this point of continued advocacy that has brought us here today. Therefore, I am thankful for the opportunity to present in a good way for this committee's consideration, LD 453, an act to establish a permanent Wabanaki appointment of a member of the Wabanaki tribe to the Board of Trustees of the University of Maine system. What this bill seeks to do is amend the composition of the UMS Board of Trustees, which currently consists of 16 members of the state, and introduces a seat to be held by a member of the Wabanaki tribes. With the understanding relating to process that the governor shall appoint the member who is a member of the Wabanaki tribes based on the recommendation of the tribal governments, which would include the Aroostook Band of Mi'kmaqs, the Houlton Band of Maliseet Indians, the Passamaquoddy tribe at Indian Township, the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point, and the Penobscot Nation. In recommending the appointment of the tribal member, the tribal governments of the Wabanaki tribes shall establish a process that provides for the membership to rotate among the tribal governments with the understanding that appointments are for a term of 5 years. The time is now to increase representation at these tables, to welcome and reflect the original inhabitants of this land, now known as Maine, and to also represent the diverse population of this state. An inclusive culture is one that accepts, values, and views as strength the difference we all bring to the table. This proposed bill, as well as others that I have submitted this legislative session, seeks to memorialize a space, thus giving deserving recognition to Wabanaki representation and perspective within the state of Maine's boards and commissions. The opportunity to hold a seat on the Board of Trustees of the University of Maine system is an important one. It provides an opportunity to receive valuable input from a tribal representative from the above-mentioned tribes, thus providing a voice from a Wabanaki cultural perspective in the areas of the UMS system oversight, academic programs, faculty tenure, tuition rates, and operating budgets. The feeling of connection is important to an Indigenous person as it reflects our cultural values to community and with all that surrounds us. I am certain that a Wabanaki representative shall fulfill the role and duties of a Board of Trustees member well and with honor, thus further allowing the connection to be made between the Wabanaki Board of Trustees member and the Indigenous student populations. Today, you will receive additional testimony from tribal and non-tribal elders, tribal education directors, tribal leadership, education professionals, a former Wabanaki representative to the University of Maine System Board of Trustees, state representative, and others that will provide various perspectives in support of the passage of this proposed bill. To those, I extend a thank you, Chiwiliwun. In closing, I humbly call upon each of you to give consideration to the continuance in elevating the standard to improving tribal-state relations through equity and fairness by raising your voice to support LD 453. The future generations of Maine deserve this. It is time to change the narrative. We must come to accept the richness and diversity of all who shared this shared land, who share this land by working together. I believe collectively we can make the difference. I'll be happy to answer any questions that the members of the committee may have at this time. Should I be unable to answer, I would ask that an opportunity to present a response be provided for during the work session. Respectfully presented, Wiliwun.
Thank you so much, Representative Newell. And absolutely, any information that needs to come back before the work session is absolutely fine by us. And with that, thank you for your testimony. And just want to see, do we have any questions from the committee at this time? Seeing none, thank you so much for your testimony.